truth is stranger than fiction. And this is the proof. This is Ripley's Believe It or Not.
John Breckinridge, a noted singer and poet of Toll Cross, Scotland, fought anybody who ever sang his compositions in public. And shortly before he died, he cast into the flames all his works, poems, songs, and epigrams, believe it or not. In a moment, I'll tell you how a hot bath made a man a king. After Emperor Constant II was assassinated in his bath in Syracuse, Sicily, his assassins looked for a successor to the throne of Byzantium. Their choice was General Massisi, who flatly refused to ascend the throne. To coerce him, the army commander simply tossed him, fully clothed and armored, into the same hot bath in which Constance had perished. The discomfort of the hot bath helped the reluctant Massisi to change his mind, and he accepted the crown, believe it or not.